The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Don't forget to go get signed up for our golf tournament. We need teams. It's the last minute run on teams. We need as many as possible because the money we're raising for our charity is going to Hurricane Helene relief in the mountains of North Carolina. So go to tjriggins.com/golf to get signed up, please.
Absolutely. Did you watch any World Series action over the weekend,
yeah.
TJ?
Oh, yeah.
Thrilling game one.
Yeah. My son, whose name is Boy, sent me a text while he was at work Friday and said, hey, you want to watch the game together tonight? And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah. And we talk about this today on the TJ and Jody's House podcast about how Jody loved hearing that news. So she could not have run to the bedroom faster than she did.
To get me out of here.
Oh, so y'all gonna watch that? Okay, well, I guess I'll go watch my shows in the back.
Really? That is interesting.
Yeah, she was ready.
I love that.
A little bit of freedom for her. But yeah, the Dodgers now lead the series 2-0. They're back in New York tonight. It's Yankees Dodgers.
Gross.
Yeah, right. But I like the New York Yankees rule where they all have to be like clean shaven and no hair touching their neck. I mean, they stand out. I mean, it's cool to see.
Uh-huh. And they also can't do any shenanigans.
No shenanigans?
Yeah. Like they have this really, he's great. He's a great player, but he's annoying and full of himself and a showboat.
Mm. Yeah.
And he does this this stupid thing when he bats. Like he kind of lunges out at the pitcher when the pitcher throws a ball and he doesn't swing at it. But he's not allowed to do that with the Yankees.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That should be a rule year round.
Knock it off.
Yeah,
exactly. Pretty sad news. James Franco says he's no longer friends with Seth Rogen, and I'm heartbroken over this.
Oh my God.
Yeah. In an interview, he said, no, I haven't talked to Seth. I love Seth. We had a great 20 years together, but I guess it's over. And not for lack of trying. I told him how much he's meant to me. They did have a run of like stoner movies. They were pretty successful.
So well, what happened between them?
Well, the story that I'm reading is reporting that since James Franco got tied up in the Me Too movement as alleged sexual assaulters or whatever, however they were being described, they said their relationship just fell apart.
Now, what's his brother's name? James Franco's brother?
Dave.
That's the one my daughter likes both of them, but. You know, their work. But she likes Dave better, I think.
Yeah, same. Really?
I think most people do.
Mm-hmm.
It's well known. Most people actually prefer the Dave of the Francos.
the Dave. Duh.
And then a weird celebrity story. They had a Timothée Chalamet lookalike contest in New York City. Hundreds of people showed up, including Timothée Chalamet. So they crowned the winner. And then right next to the winner, Timothée Chalamet shows up and says, hey, congratulations. And the people just swarmed him. I mean, it was scary, kind of.
He could have done that so much better.
How so?
He could have slipped into the contest and then said, whoever wins second place is the one who will be the winner.
Yes.
Or even just to see, if not tell the judges or anything and see what they say, if he would not win.
Yeah. That would make sense. Yeah.
That would have been a whole lot better.
Way better.
Whole like Scooby-Doo reveal, like, you know, it's me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
So, I mean, but you can't expect more out of somebody named Timothée than that.
Right.
Timothée Chalamet. I think I'm saying that right. So, yeah, that was fun. I learned an important lesson over the weekend. I'm going to share it with you next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Regan shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Regan's app. This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Good and terrible. So let me tell you what happened this weekend. I got a unexpected text message yesterday from TJ's wife, Jody, which doesn't happen very often. And she says, well, I'll just read it to you. Hold on, because I want to get this right. Hey there. I'm sending your new American Express with Richie tomorrow. Remind him to give it to you, please. And when you get it, will you also please activate it and let me know you've done so? Asks for social security number, etc. Thanks. All periods. And brother TJ, One thing I have learned after how long we've been knowing each other?
20 years.
Approaching 20 years now. When Miss Jody asks you to do something, you say, okay. You shut your mouth and you go with the plan. So I responded, got it.
Yeah.
And immediately regretted that because the proper response was what? Yes, ma'am. Because the way that was, millennials get made fun of a lot because of they overanalyze text messages and things like that and punctuation. Mm-hmm. What did they mean by that when they gave you the thumbs up? But when there's it's all periods and no emojis or anything, it's like, no, this is a direct order.
This is serious. Do it now.
Do it, and don't screw it up.
She told me, I left that envelope up there and told me the whole situation. And I said, Riggins always said he doesn't want a company card. She goes, well, I'm delivering the message. That's what I was told to tell him from Adam. So if he doesn't want it, then I've done my part. He can take it up with Adam.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. That is absolutely true. And that is the proper way to handle it. I was just teasing about it. But I love Jody. I always have. And I have great affection for her. But, man.
No exclamations or anything.
No like smile faces. Yeah. No, it was do this. Let me know when you've done it.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And did you do it right away?
Well, I just got it.
Okay.
I will be doing that today, and I will be letting her know that the task has been completed. Do you don't feel that way, like, because you've been married to her for so long. Do you feel like when she's giving you something to do, you better do it and do it right?
No.
Yeah, I know.
No. Sometimes I purposely don't do it right away.
Take that.
And it wasn't like she's giving me an order or anything.
She was just busy, just to get to the point.
Yeah. That probably comes from being a mom and
No, she was like that before she was a mom.
Oh, she was?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just that type A personality, just like, it's on my list. I check it off now. I did it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So I was going to respond back to him, but I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. I will do that today. So
what I'm hearing from this is I'm offended. I'm the only one that doesn't have a company credit card, and I think y'all don't trust me with it.
Oh, yeah, no, that was done on purpose. You don't need it.
You remember how long you kept a company card that you borrowed of somebody's one time, and you end up keeping it for like 3 months?
I don't doubt that. I don't remember.
We'd be at restaurants and stuff on trips, work trips, and on. She'd go, I'll get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I got it. She says, I get it.
Like, wow, TJ's been going to Sephora a lot. a whole lot.
Introducing the new Media Center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yes. Ladies, how many times have you sat and wondered why men cannot handle being sick like women can? Why does having a cold put men down for the count where women have to keep going and they go on about their business? Now, even my wife will tell you this, and she would go to the ends of the earth not to brag on me about something. But she will tell you that I'm not like that. I'm not like most men when it comes to like being babies when they're sick. But this young lady, and I say that I can't learn anything from young people, and I stand by that. But she does have a good point with her theory about why men are bigger babies when they're sick. So listen.
I just had a major revelation about the man cold and why men cannot tolerate being sick. And I swear it's because they operate like 100% physically well all the time. I cannot tell you how of 30 to 31 days in a month, maybe 7 to 10 do I feel like full of energy, like ready to attack the day. And it's a hormonal thing. But if women are used to functioning at like 75, 80% all the time, and then we get sick and now we're only functioning at like 55 or 60%, like we're uncomfortable, but we're still able to manage. But if you're used to functioning 100% every single day, and then you wake up and you've got the cold, a cold, and now you're only functioning 60%, I can see how that would be a little bit jarring. I also could just be making that up. The hormonal differences between men and women are just very fascinating to me, and I wish that, like, every single day I could expect the same exact thing. That would be super, super nice.
You know, nothing to her theory other than what she believes, but it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I've never thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds like a scientist.
And then, Lindsay, another thing that you would be interested in about this video is that she is wearing an ECU Pirates sweatshirt.
Well, then she's got to be accurate on her assumptions.
Mm-hmm. That's Lindsay's alma mater, East Carolina University.
She sounds young.
Yeah, she is. She's very young. She was doing the video in her car. You know, all young people have to do videos in their car.
Right.
Yeah.
They could be having surgery, and they would ask the doctor to come out and do it in their car so they could put it on the social medias. Because right. They can't video anything outside of their car.
Right.
Man. Mm. But 7 to 10 days out of the month is not 70 or 80%.
Yeah. Well, she went to ECU. Okay. Listen. And I can say that because I went there, okay? Yeah.
Did you, though? I mean, I know your degree says that, but yeah. Did you really go? Well, did you attend?
Yeah, sometimes.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Mm-mm. Make sure you get signed up for our golf tournament. It's November 11th in Huntersville, North Carolina. A lot of fun raising money for Hurricane Helene relief for the mountains of North Carolina. We get on that. Our goal at this point is to raise more than they did at that concert over the weekend at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte that those country fellas and James Taylor did.
Yeah.
But $24.4 million or something like that is what they raised. I think we can beat that at our little golf tournament.
I do too.
Yeah. It's a goal. You shoot for the stars, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was Luke Combs, Eric Church, if anybody's ever heard of them, and then this some old man named James Taylor, if anybody's familiar with his work. I don't know.
Seems like everybody was there.
Yeah, I don't know who any of those people
are. I think Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman were there.
Wow.
And they were? Like, was he performing?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? Was she performing now that she's an adult film star, basically? Basically, my wife uses this some sound on her phone to fall asleep every night. I think it's white noise. I prefer brown noise, but it's white noise. Do y'all have anything like that that puts you to sleep, like any kind of certain noise?
Mm-hmm. White noise.
White noise. Mm-hmm. It used to be crickets for people. People just want to hear crickets. They'd say that's the best.
Ugh.
Crickets or a babbling brooks.
Weird.
KFC is putting out the sound of fried chicken as a help to go to sleep. You can check it out at Hatch for Sleep on Spotify.
Hmm.
I think that could maybe be pretty soothing. Yeah. Just
like
to
the
hear
crackle.
Yeah, just the grease bubbling, and
it sounds a lot like that. A rainfall.
Mm-hmm.
You just get up like craving chicken.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. If it starts to, you can smell it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're listening to it in an ASMR or whatever, if you can smell the chicken.
Yeah.
But what if people actually start falling asleep while they're frying chicken? Like, they just become so accustomed.
That's
now
another thing.
Got a hot pot of grease.
Yeah. Boiling you're standing over the stove and you just doze off.
Dangerous.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, it's like you're, you know, chicken narcolepsy or something.
Yeah. I fell face first right in that pot of grease.
Yeah. I bet they're putting subliminal messages in these recordings of this chicken.
Yeah, go
too.
Get KFC.
Yeah. KFC.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I wonder how much that costs, though, because those bedtime story things like that Matthew McConaughey and them do, that's a pretty hefty subscription, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be signed up for that.
Yeah, and they promise you're going to be more at peace and it's going to help you meditate and stuff like that, but... I'm not looking for Matthew or Harry Styles to, to read me a story. Harry Styles, shut up. I'm trying to go to sleep.
With his accent.
All right, what's more soothing to you, Riggins, you think, if you were using a voice to go to sleep, a man's voice or a woman's voice?
Probably a woman's voice.
Yeah.
I don't think I want anybody talking to me, but I think I'd pick a woman.
Yeah, if you got to pick one or the other, which one would be more soothing?
Yeah, probably hers.
You think it's a woman?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say Matthew McConaughey, just for me.
That would work for you, his deal?
That would work.
Mm-hmm.
I need to subscribe to that. Didn't know that was an option.
Yeah. Mine would be Fran Drescher, if y'all remember her.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Coming up in just a few minutes, hopefully, that's if Lindsay will allow us to talk about it. Then it'll be something very relatable, I think. But if she doesn't want us to talk about it, then it won't be anything entertaining coming up. So whatever.
We'll see.
Whatever.
Game 3 of the World Series happens tonight back in New York City. I know Yankees fans are just beside themselves now that the Yankees are, you know, have lost the first two games. They're like, oh my God. Yeah. They're just really, they're praying, they're hoping, mm-hmm. they're struggling.
Yeah. And if you watch the first two games, they were at Los Dodgers Stadium. Everything is clean and pristine and bright colors and all this stuff. I've actually been there in person.
Really?
Yes. I was there with Angelina Jolie, but that's a different story.
Hello.
But now that you're going to see the difference when they go to the, you know, to the Bronx or wherever Yankee Stadium is, it's just going to be dark and hard and like, you know, just a complete different atmosphere altogether. So, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's fun.
Because one's clean, one's dirty, whatever.
Remember back in 2019, that art installation went viral. It was a banana taped to the wall, and it sold at Art Basel in Miami for like $120,000. It was literally a banana taped to the wall with like electrical tape, silver tape. Well, it's going back on auction. Sotheby's announced that this, it's called The Comedian, and they're expecting it to sell for $1.3 million.
No.
That's the estimate. And the art, the actual art, just comes with a roll of tape and a banana that you swap out yourself.
Yes, you got to change out the banana or it gets rotten.
It gets rotten. Mm-hmm. So it's literally a banana taped to a wall, so, and they're expecting $1 million for it.
You're going to pay that and have all that work to do.
Yes. I can't be swapping bananas all day. I got a life.
And fruit flies.
I got to go to the store. You want me to swap the banana? I'm not doing that.
And what if all they have is green bananas? Right. That's going to mess up the whole work of art.
Yeah. This is art we're talking about. So $1.3 million, and that auction is set to happen in November. You want to see the people that are at that auction, because what a bunch of freaks. That's going to be.
Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about your pets next.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. It's now easier than ever at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I'm curious what you're going to, say about this. My friend needs some advice. She told the company she works for this week that she would have to take time off next week to bring her dog to their annual vet checkup. Mm-hmm. They told her she was welcome to take off, but it wouldn't be considered a sick day. It would have to be counted as a PTO day. She's frustrated because her coworkers take sick days to take care of their kids all the time. Why can't she do it for her pets? I kind of agree with that. If it's not you that's sick, mm-hmm. why should the rules be different from the employer standpoint? Like, how can they make that justification? You see what I'm saying?
What difference does it make?
What do you mean?
What's the difference if you take a personal time off day or a sick day?
Right. I agree with that as well. I don't know what the
difference is. But kids should always be treated in a more important situation than dogs.
Yeah. Okay.
And, And not just in my opinion. That's just the right thing.
Well, and she's dumb for telling them. Like, just say, hey, I'm sick today. You don't spill all the beans, you
Sometimes
know?
Sometimes it's okay just shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Shut up. I would do
that. I would take one of my dogs in if they were sick, but you mm-hmm. don't tell them.
You don't have to say everything. Right. I kind of agree with that. Just shut up.
Yeah. You're the idiot.
You're the dummy. Okay. Well, I was curious. Well, you know, it actually makes sense because New York is back in the news. New York City lawmakers have just introduced a bill sponsored by a city council member that would amend and expand the Earned Safe and Sick Time Act, which requires companies to give employees paid sick leave and care for themselves or family members to include pets, dogs or cats. Where do you draw the line? Is it going to stop at dogs and cats?
It has to. It shouldn't be. There shouldn't be that line. But it is good news that New York has handled all of its problems. They've solved all of the crime problems and everything else they have going on.
Good job.
They can really, you know, buckle down and focus on stuff like this.
Yeah, this is what's important.
So it's going to be gerbils, iguanas.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
yeah. My ant farm needs some touching up. I can tell the queen in my beehive is not mm-hmm. working right.
Yeah.
She needs some help.
My sea monkeys are going nuts.
Yeah. Beta fish ate each other.
So maybe there isn't a difference. And but if you're in New York City and you've got a dog, which apparently everybody in New York City has a dog now.
Yeah.
So they're overrun with dogs. Oh. You're going to have a little bit easier time taking your dog to the vet when it needs to go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When good for you. Another great thing about New York.
Introducing the new media center on the TJRiggins.com home screen. The easiest way ever to hear the new TJ and Riggins shows, archives, podcasts, watch the show, and more. Add it to your phone's home screen today. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, make sure if you want to help us with our Hurricane Helene relief, you get signed up for the golf tournament that we have coming up for our charity. The golf tournament is on November 11th in Huntersville, North Carolina. At a roadside golf course. No, it's called Northstone Country Club, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful course.
Yeah. So that'll be a lot of fun. You can get signed up at tjriggins.com/golf. Last hour, we were talking about trying to figure out why men are such babies when they get sick and women aren't. And then Lindsay revealed to us that her husband, whose name is being called Kyle, mm-hmm. is one of these man babies when he gets sick.
That's him. He has a little sniffle right now, and you would think he's going to die.
But he's not just like lying up in the bed or anything, though, right?
No, he is.
He is?
Yeah. No, that's now, he will do work things.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, helping with the kids and stuff, that's out.
Well, he didn't want to get them sick, I'm sure.
That's a lie, because you know what? The kids got him sick first. So yeah, the kids been sick.
Do.
Yeah.
Mm.
But I'm scarred for life after this one little incident, and I'll tell you about it. I had Brooks, my son, 5 days old. We get home from the hospital. And my daughter, Delilah, had brought home the norovirus from school.
Oh, yeah. That's a bad one.
You know about that?
That's a bad one.
Well, Riggins doesn't know about it. It's basically the worst.
Throwing up and everything, yeah.
Yeah. So she brings that home. We all get it. My son, 5 days old, doesn't get it. I am literally throwing up in a sand bucket that I found of Delilah's laying around. Like, carrying it around while I'm pumping, while I'm breastfeeding this child. I'm dealing with Delilah. She's throwing up. I'm going from one room to the next. I mean, crawling on the floor. I cannot stand up.
Yeah, that's bad.
No one's coming to help us because no one wants to get sick, right? Uh-huh. Kyle's in the bed. And I'm not kidding. I had such hatred towards that man at that time. I'm like, get up and help. Well, you don't understand. Mine's got to be worse than yours. No, I'm throwing up in a sand bucket.
I'm crawling like I'm going under barbed wire.
That's crazy.
All right, hang on.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. A new call and text the show option where you can send us a text or leave us a voicemail, which we may even use on the show. Add it to your phone's home screen today. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Riggins, Lindsay, did y'all know that Rob has upped his escape room game? You know, he used to do escape rooms every day, seems like, Riggins. You know, yeah. he was going through a phase.
He did.
Do you know what that is, Lindsay, what an escape room is?
I do. Okay. I try not to know, but yeah.
I try not to know.
Because it's too nerdy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Well, tell them what the escape room you did this weekend was.
There's one in around the Charlotte area. It's in a place called Waxhaw. Uh-huh. And it's Halloween time. So a lot of these places have Halloween themed rooms.
Okay.
This one was called The Haunting. But when we got there, they said, all right, so this month we're doing on The Haunting, we're doing a little something extra if you want to partake. We'll go in and turn all the lights off. And it's a challenge. And if you do the best time, of anybody who does this version of the room, you win $100 at the end of the month.
Cool.
Whoever has the best time. So we were like, hell yeah, turn those lights off.
Yeah, so he did it in the dark. He did an escape room completely in the dark. Him and his nerdy friends.
Oh, wow.
Is it $100 a person, or are y'all about to split $100?
It cost us $100 to do it, so.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
It's Rob!
It's $28 per person.
$28? I didn't know it was that expensive escape room.
The lowest they've ever been was like $25, so that hasn't been hit by inflation really hard.
Oh, wow.
Escape rooms are inflation-proof.
Whoa. So you just make your money back if you do it better than anybody in the total dark.
But, wow. You know,
sounds fun.
All this time we've been talking about escape rooms and everything and Rob doing them and my vowing to never, ever do it. I have never had an idea that how much it costs. So no. $25 is what it used to cost, and that one was $28.
The most I've ever spent on one is like $32, but that was like a really high tech one.
Oh, well.
Wow.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I had a ton of fun. Yeah.
And how many people are in your little group?
We only had 5 with us this time, so me and 4 other people.
Okay.
Wow.
And are all the other people like you and your friends?
What? In what way?
Nice.
Brainy, let's say.
2 of them are computer programmers. One of them's a math teacher.
No, I'm talking about the other people. I know what your friends are like. I'm talking about the other people that were there.
The other people that
do the customers,
room.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bunch of different kind of people that do those things, yeah.
Okay.
Mostly like us.
Mm-hmm. I love how they're getting $100 back. They're not even, there's 5 people.
Yeah, we're not getting all of our money back. If we do.
It's now easier than ever at the homepage, tjriggins.com. Click the deals button to get all our exclusive best deals anywhere from all of the TJ and Riggins show partners. Add it to your phone's home screen today.